Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're doing well. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk to you about having a low ticket offer. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? Now, I've been coaching for a long time. I've done low ticket. I've done high ticket. I've done really cheap ticket. I've done everything. And so I'm coming to you today with a wealth of experience in all different price points throughout my journey. I'm going to tell you right now that I've wasted a lot of time, learned a lot, in trying to provide an opportunity for people that couldn't afford my main thing. I know that my business would look very differently from, let's say, a coaching perspective back in the day, if I hadn't diluted some of it with a lower option. So what I want to do is talk to you today about why I don't feel that a low ticket option is right for you and how you really should be focused within your coaching business. Now, as a business coaching program, we have our coaching concierge build program helping coaches get to consistent 5 to 7K months. And then once coaches have achieved that level, they move into, or we work with coaches that are achieving 10K plus. Neither of them are lower price coaching programs. Now, if, for example, we had somebody inquire for our build coaching program, which is to help coaches get to a consistent 5 to 7K months, and we have this all the time, they cannot afford that program. What am I doing if I say, let me provide something a lot cheaper for them? Well, in doing this, providing a real cheaper option allows the people that aren't growth-minded enough to find a way to be able to get into the program that's actually going to get them more. You see, lower ticket price programs, a lot of coaches will assume that people will join them and then move up into a higher price point program. Now, our build program, we have a certain mindset of coach. And then once somebody's achieved that level, they go up, but they're already coming in paying a premium for the build program. So they're a premium-minded person. If you're charging, for example, $200 to $250 a month for online coaching, a lower option would be $60 to $70 a month. There is a very big difference between the type of person that's going to pay $60 to $70 and 250 plus. Not only that, but you've got to think of the result. It is so much harder to get somebody, bearing in mind, the lower the price point, the less service you will provide. So a lot of you are saying, well, Mark, I'm really struggling to get people into my $200, $250 a month program. Maybe it's a little bit cheaper. So I'm going to provide a different option. That option, you can't provide a weekly check-in. You can't provide the high level of contact that they have. So you provide less. What ends up happening when you provide less? They don't get a result. They don't make progress. And they end up relying on you so much inside whatever platforms you're using. Oh, I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with that. You're getting people right at the beginning of their journey. And you will think, no, I'm going to get them in here and I'm going to move them up. It's not as common as you think. I've had ebooks. They don't turn into online coaching clients. I've had free events. They don't turn into online clients when I was online training. Why? Because the mindset that they're in, they stay in. And so what you want to do is you want to be approaching a particular audience with a mindset that they want to do the work, they want to get results. And that means they've got to come into your signature program. Now, here's what I tell the coaches that we work with. One product, one offer, become absolutely crystal clear with what that is. Be incredible to get quality results with people. Present those results and make it irresistible for people to buy. Now, inside our coaching program, Scale, Coaching Concierge Scale, we have coaches doing 10K, 20K, 30K, 40K plus inside that program every single month with one product and one offer. Now, if we're able to help one person build a team, four, five, six coaches, and a marketing team around them, etc., if we're able to help them do this in time with one product, what makes you think your coaching business, because you've got 15 clients, you should bring in a low ticket offer? What this is actually telling you right now is that your low ticket option is because your higher ticket option is not something that you're able to sell. So you think, well, if I go cheap, I'm going to get more people. You get cheap non-compliant people. You get cheap people that stay cheap. You get cheap people that actually can't afford to have that quality of service that you would give to your higher price clients, and they don't get results. What you end up doing is you're spending a lot of time focusing your energy trying to fill up the program, and guess what? Before long, you get known for cheap price. Because people are signing up at the cheap price point, you keep pushing that. The quality of the client's not high, the service deliverable's not high. Listen, people that follow me are great coaches. You care about your service delivery. You care about the quality of results. Do you want to work with driven, growth-minded people that are prepared to follow the plan and do the work? Or do you want to work with people that have a very fixed mindset? I've always been out of shape. Nothing's really going to work for me. Let me try another cheap option. Or do you want people that are going to put their money where their mouth is, go for the best? Because here's the deal. I would rather have 20 people in my program paying $2,000 to $3,000 a month and have £4,000 to £6,000 a month coming into the business than I would do 50, 80 to 100 pound a month clients, even cheaper. Because the ones that I do less of but pay more for, I get a better chance of being able to get quality results. Trust me when I tell you this. Right now, you need to focus on one product, your core offering. It's not online coaching. It's not personal training. You are helping a specific type of person solve a specific type of problem. And until you can communicate with that, you haven't got any need or place to bring in a lower priced option. You're confusing your marketing. You're confusing your audience. You will screw yourself for time because you'll be putting a lot of effort into people that aren't going to be coming results. Get crystal clear with your offer. Get crystal clear with how you sell that. Do everything in your power to get the very best results that you possibly can and be persistent at that. A lot of coaches are not prepared to do the persistent part, so they give in and then provide a cheaper option. Trust me when I tell you this. I've been there. I've done it. And let me tell you this. Even recently, I was speaking to one of my mentors and we were thinking, let's wonder about ascending certain people that have come into our ecosystem or funnel at a different place. Again, it's an idea that came into my head and I was very, very much corrected. And this is important because sometimes I need external sources to go, great idea. No, because we haven't exhausted where we are. We know that if we can keep doubling down on what we're doing, then we can take where we're at to a completely different level. So just as I'm doing with you and being a guiding light for you and shining a torch in which way you should go, I have guiding lights and torches on me, helping me navigate some of the decisions that go on in my head too. I've created ebooks. I've created free video series, low price video series. It's created a lot of my time. And if I'd put that energy into my core offering as an online coach back in the day, I would have actually got a lot further ahead. Lessons learned means that I'm of huge value to you further on into your career. But I just want to finish with this. One offer, one product. Don't get distracted. Learn how to sell it. Get great results with it. You'll earn more money. You'll work with better clients. You'll get better results. Now, if you want help at all going through your core offer, how to structure it, how to sell it, how to package it, how to market it, that's what we can help you with. Whether you're a coach that's earning over 10K a month, you want to go more, or you're trying to build your online business up to consistent 5 to 7K months, all you need to do is send me a message on Instagram and just tell me what help you need. Or you can click the link in my bio on Instagram. Or if you're watching this on YouTube right now, go to the description, click the links, and we'll look forward to speaking to you soon. Now, if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure you click like and subscribe. If you are listening to this on iTunes right now, then please do me a favor, share it on your stories on Instagram. Let's help more personal trainers, online coaches build fulfilling, successful careers. But for now, take care and I'll speak to you soon.